Federal watchdog, at parole pipelines peak, Biden's DHS released almost 9 in 10 migrants arriving at border. By John Binder on May 26, 2026. Former President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, led by then-Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, released nearly 90% of migrants arriving at the southern border into the United States with parole at the program's peak, a federal watchdog reveals. A report from the Government Accountability Office, GAO, the independent agency that works on behalf of Congress, reveals the extent to which Biden and Mayorkas carried out an expansive catch-and-release policy at the U.S.-Mexico border from early 2021 until January 20, 2025. In particular, the GAO report probed Biden and Mayorkas's parole pipeline, which was used to justify the release of millions of migrants into American communities. Prior to 2021, parole authority had been sparingly used by administrations. With the implementation of so-called humanitarian parole, Biden and Mayorkas blew the lid off executive parole authority, the GAO report details. Specifically, our analysis showed that OFO and Border Patrol granted relatively few paroles during fiscal years 2019 and 2020, the GAO report states. During this time period, the proportion of Southwest border encounters resulting in parole ranged from about 3% to 28%. The number of paroles granted increased beginning in the summer of 2021 and peaked in December 2022, when 89% of encounters resulted in parole. Paroles granted declined substantially after December 2022 and again after January 2025. In addition, the GAO report suggests that Biden and Mayorkas so overwhelmed the nation's immigration enforcement system that Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents today are struggling to locate parole migrants. Without readily accessible information about non-citizens' parole status, ICE does not have the information it needs to identify and monitor these non-citizens, or to take enforcement action, as appropriate, the GAO report states. Though the Biden administration is gone, some of its key players in its immigration agenda are back lobbying elected Democrats to commit to reimposing such border policies if they win back Congress in the midterms and the White House in 2028. Claire Trickler McNulty, a former DHS bureaucrat under Biden who also worked in the Obama administration and for a couple of years in President Donald Trump's first term, recently received a glowing profile in the Seattle Times regarding her new podcast venture. During her tenure under Biden, Trickler McNulty sought to create a program that would see millions of illegal aliens merely check in annually to ICE agents, turning the nation's borders into a European-style checkpoint. Most of those check-ins would not be in person, but rather done electronically. Likewise, in 2023, Tom Homan warned in Breitbart News that Trickler McNulty was actively working within DHS to shut down detention centers, ensuring the release of tens of thousands of illegal aliens from federal custody and into Alternatives to Detention, ATD, programs. Trickler McNulty is the epitome of an ideological, corrupt bureaucrat, Homan wrote. Amnesty for illegal aliens, a staple of the activist left's policy framework, remains at the forefront of Trickler McNulty's vision for national immigration policy. What I'm proposing is what I'm calling immigration probation, Trickler McNulty told the Seattle Times. That is the ability for an adjudicator, like USCIS, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, or an immigration judge, to place somebody in a two-year program. If they pay taxes, they comply, they report in, they show they're basically willing to interface with the government, they can ameliorate their immigration violations. That would allow them to move into a lawful status. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com.